sacrifice of Shmiss Mechaita Lehitiu, Shmiss cries on me, when you're in fulfillment of the mitzvah for Hayabir Mashishi, Echino Eta Sheyaviyu. That whatever you're going to do as Achanas on Friday for Shabbos, that's the team on mitzvah. What you're going to do on Thursday night for Shabbos, that's not the full team on mitzvah. Still a mitzvah to prepare for Shabbos, but it's not the full team on mitzvah. Right, so that's felt in, that's called Shmiss Mechaita. Not because you got plenty of time to do it tomorrow, even if you don't have so much time. Even if the balabasa wants to go to shul, it could be that it's still called, it still constitutes an issue of shvus to rechaika. That's the shaila. But Thursday by Yom Teshur is not permissible. Thursday night is a pilpul. Thursday night is room to negotiate.
Friday afternoon.
Friday afternoon would also be mooted, but the Mishnah Berurah says that real fulfillment of the mitzvah of a harbi amashish, rechinu isheshiaviyu, really applies Friday morning. He has that's a gemara. That part he has a gemara.
Anything is in the house.
Yeah. Whatever can be done in the morning. Let's say if the person is gonna, a person works in a coal mine, they're gonna take a shower Friday morning, he lets himself and he's gonna have to take another shower Friday afternoon. He's gonna shave Friday morning, he's not gonna have, he's gonna need another shave Friday afternoon.
He can't sit at the table Friday morning because he's gonna use the...
That's eat lunch. Okay, so they use the same table, so they have no choice. They
have a separate... It's better if you cook it in the afternoon than okay. Cook it in the morning.
Okay. Whenever there's a focus time, because the beard is gonna grow, because the person's gonna get dirty again, so then you have no choice. But whatever there's not a focus time, so then the Mishnah Berurah recommends that the fulfillment, the real fulfillment of the mitzvah of the Shleimuto, it's to do the hachanas on Friday morning.
Why do you have to make the Erev Hashul on Erev Yom Kippur? Why can't you make the Erev Hashul on Friday? What's the reason why you do that?
The Gemara says for the both reasons. You want to make sure that the person doesn't do any malachas on Yom Kippur Shabbos, to be mechazik, to eat the malacha. So you want to make the Erev Hashul before Yom Kippur even comes in. And then you want to make sure, according to the other mandamah, that you want to make sure you don't eat up all the food. So the Gemara says it really should have been sufficient that you make the Erev Tavshilin on Yom Tov before you begin to eat. The Nafkamina should be that you have to make the Erev Tavshilin before Yom Tov comes in, to be mechazik to eat the malacha of Yom Tov, or it's enough if you make the Erev Tavshilin before you begin to eat any food on Yom Tov. That's the Nafkamina. Then the Gemara backs out from that Nafkamina.
What about the mixing the rest you have to do in the kitchen? So why
did you get him? On Erev Yom Tov, yeah. On Erev Yom Tov, before you send it. You should make it earlier. It's better to make it earlier in the day.
Yeah, but going to mix it good in the morning also, or is it better to go before Shabbat?
The stomach's going to get dirty later in the day.
It doesn't get
dirty.
The meaning is going to take a shower again anyway. So the mix is just to be Matthias. You can do that in the morning also.
I can do with Shabbat.
But you're supposed to wash all the stuff in the mix.
That's with Shabbat because of whatever, right?
No. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that Chai Bada Matthias Ratzma Barega. It's a special union to be Tohar, the covered Yonti. And some parts hold that it even applies to Manazeh. And then there's a diun in Achrayim among the Mekubalim whether that Tzibar of Chayav Adam Tairatz and Beregel in order to be Mekabal, the Kedushas Hayom of Yontif, that the Kedushas Hayom of Yontif should have more of a Hashpoh on us, we should be Tairim, does that only apply to Yontif? But Shabbat, the Kedusha is so powerful, it's going to be Chal on us even if we're Tmeim. Well, no, that even the Gabi Shabbat is also Chayav Adam Tairatz and Beshabbat. Some Achrayim say Achilat between the two, they say Pikabol, the Shabbat is so powerful, you don't have to be Matar. And others, Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes others point out, it's a Gemara in Chagigah. In the third paragraph in Chagigah, it sounds like even Shabbos also is an Indian Chai Vodam Tai Ratmo Makovit Shabbos. That's why many on the doctor to go to Mikvah not only on Erev Yom Tov, but on Erev Shabbos as well.
It should be in the morning,
though. No.
Okay. Okay. Because we're going to take a shower anyway later on. So the Mikvah is for Tahara purposes. Unless there's a hashash, it'll become Tommy again.
But okay. Aren't you supposed not to take a shower after you go to the mikvah? If you go to the mikvah for that purpose,
later on.
And you take
a chumrah. That's a machlekes of Rishonim by women, whether there's such a din. And their gufa it's a chumrah.
By tumah also was that chumrah, because
by tumah is the real, yeah. By tumah they were really instituted. So they said if a person was taken on a mikveh, and then later on he washes off with maim shuvim, so the maim shuvim ha-metameh him midirabonim. But the shaila is, maim shuvim ha-metameh a woman midirabonim, she doesn't become after al baila. We want to say, if the woman washes off with maim shuvim on the same day that she was taken on the mikveh, it invalidates retroactively the tefillah in the mikveh. That's a chiddush. The Talmud Shanim came up with such an einfall the whole day. So let's say the woman went to mikveh on Tuesday night, so she's not supposed to take a bath or a shower with Maim Shuvim, all the water is Maim Shuvim, until tomorrow night. Until Tzeis HaKohavim on Wednesday night. That's quite a chumah. Not just that night. Yeah. So Tzeis HaKohavim, because the same day, if the woman will be bore Rosh HaBeruvah, but Maim Shuvim, this will invalidate retroactively the tefillah in the mikveh. There's really, the Rishonim will say that they really have no raya from the Dinim and the Gemara and Makis and all the other Gemara. That Abor Rosh HaBeruvah Maim Shuvim, it's metame him ikana lahabor. You don't find that it invalidates mila matreya. It's tefillah, but that's what this chumah is based on, yeah. But by a man being tevil for yontif, it's choshish for that too. I don't know, maybe. I'm not, I don't go to mikveh for yontif either. I'm not familiar with what the practice is.
What happens when you lose the air? The air gets lost. So I believe that then you have a problem, correct?
The Mishnah says you have to make sure you have a kezayis left.
And I said, even if you don't have a kezayis, what's wrong? Once you started the air already on Wednesday, you already have started through the hedger. What happens if I lose it? I started, the
Erev was there, but it That's the Takana Satanayim, that the Erev Tavshon is only affected because of man that it's Kaya. Once it's Nechala, once it's Nevra, it gets lost, so it's eaten up, so there's no, if you're not allowed to cook anything more. You have to stop cooking in the middle. Yeah, in that case, you certainly have a right to rely on the rabbi. If you have a rabbi who made an Erev Tavshon, he was mezakeh on behalf of all the Bnei Huyah. Yeah. If there would be an onus, he would This child apparently was very alert. He knew how to learn. He was alert. So Shmuel considered him a poshea. Other sumim would not be a poshea. I assume that most Sumim would not be considered Pasheya. He probably would be an Oni. But apparently Shmuel considered him clever enough and alert enough.
He can make it, so he can make it.
Yeah. He's a machlegis of the Sumim is Chayv and Mitzvah Sanat. We talk from the Sumim is Chayv and Olimit. That's how we talk. In the Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Nusach that you have to say when you make an Erev Tavshilin. So they quote the Nusach in Aramaic. So Hadein, Eruvah, that's the way it's printed. With this day, it should be mutter for us to cook and to bake and to carry and to bench lich. Then it says, Lona lechala dam birazot. That's what it says in our Siddur. That's not what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So the Ramah writes in Sifcha, the Tav Kuf Chav Zayin Sifcha, that you have to specify all of the malachis. If you just say, with this Erev, should be mutter for us to do whatever we want to do, Tegnish. Have a Kenisha lo yireis. Tegnish. So you have a chidush, agabi chidush in the Ramah. Chidush number one is that the Amir is Makis. That's chidush number one. Where does it say that? Chidush number two, not only the nusach, the Amir is Makis, you have to specify which malachis. You have to specify to cook, and to bake, and to carry, and to ben shlich. And then you say, lemebet kol tachana. But if you just say, this is my Erev Tavshil. This is my Erev Tavshil, with this I'm allowed to do whatever I have to do. So the Ramah says that that's no good, because felt in the Amir, there's no Amir. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Marshal, Mishnah Berurah quotes earlier, the Marshal who disagrees with this whole Ramah, and he holds that the Amira is Bechlal not Miyakeh. That's really a problem. If you hold that the Amira is Miyakeh, it's a little humorous. If you hold Amira is Miyakeh, then it's a question, the Nusach that we all use, we all look into the Machta, and say where it's in the Bohadein Eruva. It's the Aramaic.
Yeah.
Aramaic is not the spoken language in America. So the din is that. So the din is, let's say, in Kriya Shema or in davening, whenever there's an Indian of Amira, whenever you need Amira, if you say in Lashon HaKodesh, that's the universal language all over the world, or if you say in translation, Belashon Shata Shameya, and the language that you understand is good. So the Mishnah Berurah has a Chiddush Nifla in Hilchos Kriya Shema that other languages are only accepted, they've only considered a language if that's the spoken language of the Medina. Let's say I'll speak in Yiddish in America, but that's not good. If I speak Yiddish in Poland, if I'll speak here before the war, if I'll speak Yiddish in Poland, that's the Sfat HaMedina. I'll speak, let's say, I happen to be a Japanese, a Chinese, a Frenchman, whatever. So I'll make an Arab Tafshilin, and I'll say it in French, in America. French is not the spoken language. English is the spoken language. If you say it in Hebrew, Maybe say in Spanish and washing tonight would be good. Even the Bochum and the Yeshiva who learn, the boys in Yeshiva learn
Aramaic,
but that's not the spoken language. That's not.
You're saying to your family.
Right, but the Mishnah Berurah is talking about Kiddush, Krishna. I'm saying Kiddush, I'm saying Krishna for myself. And I know French, I happen to come from France. So he says, but if that's not the spoken language in America, I'll say Krishna in French and French is good. I'll say Krishna in French in America. There's no good stuff to Mishnah Berurah. There are others that disagree with the Mishnah Berurah. Rabbi Hutzman, Zohar Lebrachah, was known when he was in Europe. He went to the Chavetz Chaim and he disagreed with him on this. But that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. There are a few Rishonim who write like that, like the Mishnah Berurah says. So this is the hot problem. If you put together two and two, you have a big problem over here. If you hold like that Mishnah Berurah, and you hold like the Ramah over here, that the Amir is Ma'akev, and they have Tavshilin, that the practice is the all Seba Hadeinei Ruba. Hadeinei Ruba is not Hebrew. Hebrew is the accepted language all over the world. That's our Pidina language. Hadeinei Ruba is Aramaic. Aramaic is a different language. Aramaic, if it's not the spoken language, Tezachnish. Unless you say that Aramaic has the same Chashivas as Hebrew. Me'echa tasted that Aramaic should be considered.
Maluchim don't understand how Aramaic.
How do we say Holach Ma'ani? How do we speak in Aramaic? Is it not considered? Yeah, I don't know. In Targum Unklus, let's say when your mother said Yishnai Nikavecha Targum, do you have to pronounce the Targum? You have to learn the Targum. There's not a halacha of language over there. You look in the Targum even if you don't pronounce it. Things that most people don't understand, they better say it, because they don't say it, they don't understand it. But if a person starts to understand the Targum, then it's a shaila. If he doesn't understand it, so what is he doing by saying it?
Yeah.
What does he accomplish by saying it? But let's say if a person understands the Targum Unkelus and he reads it Mesama in his mind, he's Yotze even without speaking. I don't think you need a language over there. You just need to look in the Targum and to learn the Targum. But here the Ramah holds that thinking is not sufficient. You need Dafka Amira. So that's a hot problem. If you really need Amira, so how is Aramaic the common practice everybody says in Aramaic?
The Shema B'chol Lushin Tata Shemaya goes that you have to understand of the language that you're saying. How does it depend on the country?
Oh, so the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halach in Hilchos Kriyashma came up with this original Einfall. And there are some Rishonim who write like that, that Shema B'chol Lushin Tata Shemaya needs an additional condition, that it should be the Sfas HaMedinim, the Sofa HaMeduberet.
Yeah.
He bases it on Gemara in the first parak in Kiddushin, when the Gemara talks about Charufasi. Amah Charufasi, Halei Zemukudeshe, she came by Eretz Yehuda, Karam Larusa Charufa. Craig the Gemara, Yehuda HaBiruva, the Alma. It's only in Eretz Yehuda, what has it got to do in America? The Pasha Pshat, everybody says, if I say Harei Charufasi, the girl won't know what in the world I'm talking about, the Edom won't know what I'm talking about, and I may not know what I'm talking about. But if we're all from Eretz Yehuda, let's say we're all in New York, we're all from Eretz Yehuda, and I say Charufasi is good. So the Mishnah Berurah understood the Gemara not so. And they Rosh Hashanah say like that. Yehuda HaRuba Di'alma. Since it's not the stuff of Hamadu Beres, it's not acceptable. It's not called a language. And he assumes that in Kiddushin you need Amira. That's also a Chiddush. Everything is a Chiddush, what he says. He assumes that you need Amira for Kiddushin.
That's very
So we should translate it into English when you say it. If you say it in English, you say it.
The meaning is we don't. The meaning is we don't. They told me that Rabbi Droy, Zohar Lebrachah, used to say it in Aramaic, and then he would translate it into German. So that's what he did. Maybe? That's not a problem so much because the Mishnah, Alpifas Mishnah says that Dikul Belay is good. Some, the Dikul Belay is good. That's the Lashon HaMishnah, the Lashon HaGemar, Dikul Belay is good. So you don't even need Amir. Some Rishonim say, the Ramban, and some others say, that when it says Dikul Chametz is good Belay, you shouldn't say Belay. No, it's not true. You need Amir. Dikul Belay means you don't have to be Mashmir Liyaznachot. It's not necessary to say it so loud. But belayed is no good, you need Amira. Once you say you need Amira, then you fall into this trap again with this Mishnah Berurah, if you're chayshish for the Mishnah Berurah. And then it's Kriyashma, So when we say Kol Chamir v'Chamir Dikir b'Shusi, that's also Aramaic. Livata v'Lehavei Hefker, that's Aramaic, that's not Hebrew. So that, if I can't shaila whether it's good in America, that's not the spoken language. So the fact that that was always the practice, everybody always said, is that right? We don't hold like, either we hold, not like the Mishnah Berurah, or we hold that Belayv is good enough. Belayv is literally Belayv. We don't hold from the combination of the two chumras. Over here also, apparently. Either we hold not like the Ramah, either we hold that Mira is not Miyake, or we hold not like the Mishnah Berurah. We can't hold from these both chumras together. The Mishnah has a machlokes, Bisham and Bufilo. What do you have to put aside for the Erev Tavshilin? So the Mishnah presents the Bisham and say you have to put away Shnei Tavshilin, and Bufilo say you have to put away Tavshil Echol. The Gemara quotes a Braisa that presents it a different version, that they both agree that you need Shnei Tavshilin. Murder Mishama Bisil, Shnei Tavshilin should start that on Yud Zayin and Beis. Everybody holds you need Shnei Tavshilin, because Shnei Tavshilin is a Suda Hashuva. Like on Erev Tisha B'Av, we have to Chatzos by the Suda Masek, if you're not allowed to eat Shnei Tavshilin, that's a similar of the Suda Hashuva. So you have to prepare already in advance a Suda Hashuva Shnei Tavshilin for Shabbos. You have to prepare Shnei Tavshilin on Erev Yom Tov Shabbos. So the version in the Braisa, the Tosefta is that they both agree you need Shnei Tavshilin, Amen Echlaku, but everyone knew that there was a Machlokes. Avdagel Beitzah Sha'olah. What if you have fry an egg together with fried eggs? Fried eggs, it's all together. Do you treat that as Shnei Tavshilin or do you treat it as Tavshil Echot? Because you fried it together and you eat it together. So that's the Machlokes. You fried a fish. You fried a fish with eggs around it. So it was all cooked together and you eat it together. So that's the machleg. That's the machleg. Is the shana v'silu? Do you treat that as shnei tavshilin, or do you treat that as tavshil echad? So the Gemara says, how do we pass in Omar Rover? We pass in like the version that appears in the Mishnah, Ketana Bidan. Who could they silu? We pass in like v'silu that it's enough tavshil echad. So from bottom nemtuch is the meaning that we put aside a matzah in a hard boiled egg. So that's the Rabbi Natan. The long Tosafot here, Yud Zayin on the base, quotes the Rabbi Natam, said,
you put away,
because the Gemara said in the beginning of the Sukkah, in the name of Rab Lezer, the town of Rab Lezer, that you're not allowed to bake on Yom Tov for Shabbos unless you made an Erev Tavshilin, something that was baked. You baked a matzah, let's say. You're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos unless you set aside cooking. And the Gemara never said that that's involved in a machlekes b'shamim, so they quoted Rab Lezer. And the Rabbi Natan says, we know that these are two different things from Avodah Zarah. They tell you to look in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Zayin. The Tanai made two different Zeris in order to stay away from intermarriage, in order to stay away from Chasnus. So they made one prohibition on Pasakum and one prohibition on Shlokas, on Bishalakum. And they're not, they don't work exactly the same. They're Kulis and Chumis that indicate that they're slightly different. So just like there by Bishalakum and Pasakum. There were two different Zeris. They were made at different times. The Pasakum was way earlier. And the Bishalakim was later, and there's Kulis in the Pasakim, not in the Bishalakim, and so on. So, and there's Kulis in Bishalakim, not in Pasakim. So to over here, the Rabbi Natan understands that Rabbi Lezer's din is Muskam L'chol HaDeis, that if you want to bake on Yom Tov for Shabbos, then you have to put aside a matzah. If you want to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, you have to put aside Michael. Most people today do not bake. On Yom Tov for Shabbos. Okay. So if a person plans to bake and to cook, so then the Rabbi Natan says that you need both. And Mishnah Berurah says, what if the balabasta knows in advance she's not going to bake anything? She's not going to bake anything, she's just going to cook. Then he says, even the Rabbi Natan wouldn't require it. You don't need the matzah for the ceremony. If you decide don't plan to bake anything, you're just going to cook, then all you need is the tavshil. There's no need for the pasta tavshil.
If you limit yourself, then I can't bake.
No. Yeah.
But.
So if you want to cover yourself, you put in
what kind of cake? Seriously, that we didn't know, and the company came, and my daughter quickly made a cake.
Okay. You should always make an Erev Tavshilin with Pasuk Tavshilin.
How can we rely on the Shnei Tavshilin here that it's put a matzah and an egg, while Erev Tisha B'Av we don't consider the Shnei Tavshilin?
No, this is not Shnei Tavshilin. No, this is Tavshilin. Not Shnei Tavshilin. It's one Tavshilin. Even though most of the Rishonim disagree with this Rabbi Natan, and they say that this Shita Reb Lezer is in Gansan a different Tana, we don't pass from the Reb Lezer, we pass from the Reb Shua who disagrees with the Reb Lezer, but still the last two lines in Tosfos, the Ri, who is the nephew of the Rabbi Natan, disagrees with the Rabbi Natan his uncle, and he says, Mikomach on Maim Ri, Lamala'ani Libi Lavar Adivri Doidi, he didn't have the courage to go halacha lemaisa against his uncle, the tzarach shnei tafshilin, pas the tafshil. We don't need shnei tafshilin to tafshilin, but you need a pas in the tafshil if you think you want to bake and you think you want to cook.
Yeah.
If you want to bake and to cook, then you're supposed to have the shnei tafshil.
What's the pas in the tafshil?
It helps the carrying, it helps the shad sarachim. So then you don't need the pas on the tafshil. All you need is a tafshil then. If you don't plan to bake, you don't need the pas. What are you going
to
do? Okay, but he plans to light candles. To light candles for the sudur. To light candles when he's going to eat or not when he's going to eat. Unless he's going to touch me.
You do it in one room, but you don't need it.
Then it's not tachei sudur. Then it's not tachei sudur. Then it doesn't even help. No, then the tafshil doesn't help. If you're going to bench lift, where you're going to eat, so then it's going to enhance the sudur. Then the lighting of candles is covered with the eftaf shilin. But if you've got to light candles in a different place, lay not. So take that in it. You should
stay home.
So don't bench lift. So it's nowhere near the meal. So it's not tachei sudur. So you're talking not allowed to do it. You should not light candles. No, lighting in the room is a malach, and the eftaf shilin doesn't help. Because it's not tachei sudur. It doesn't help them. You need the electric lights on.
On the regular Shabbos, when you're in the hotel, I was told instead of going down the basement lighting the candle with
others. Yes, but you're doing this on Friday.
Put the light on in the room, and you use that light, you can make a brach on that light, but that's going to help you for owning the covered Shabbos.
Right, that's enough like it, where you can say a brach, L'halik Neshal Shabbos, Shaloi B'machim Achila. In the Maharil pastors that you make. The pastors that you make. No, but here's the problem. You're doing a malacha on Yom Tov Shabbos, and not like doing malacha. So the heter is because you made an Erev Tavshilin. But we fasten like the Ran has a Gemara Erev Tavshilin only helps Tzorchei Asuda. The Tzorchei Asuda is cooking, carrying food, lighting candles where you're going to eat. But if you're not going to light candles where you eat, the whole Erev Tavshilin doesn't help for that. So light the malacha on a heter.
Paying your hotel, you're on
You know, 8 days, 9 days worth of stuff. You can't say that if you're part of his family and the Arab Tafshil, that the Rav makes the minyan to cook. Will that incorporate the entire... So I'm not writing to say yes, I'm a guest of the hotel. Right. So there's no need to be mezakeh. But if it's a Mishnah Brurah, I think the Eishel Avram writes like that. There's an Eishel Avram, the Buchacha on this side, not the Mishnah, not the Prima Gadim's Eishel Avram. On the side of the Shulchan Aruch, the Buchacha Rav has an Eishel Avram. So he writes like that. If you have a guest, we're having guests for Yom Tov, so all the guests are included in the Ne'er Tavshil. But the Mishnah Brura, no, but the Mishnah Brura doesn't like that. The Mishnah Brura doesn't even like it for B'nai HaBayis, who seems to be boarders, if they're not blood relatives. And he says only the members of their family are included, even the boarders who are there for a long time. He seems to imply the same
Ha'akrayim. The boarders who are boarders pay for that, they get food and stuff
and they don't put on the boarders. Probably does, yeah. The Pashtus it should be, and the Mishnah Brura ignores it. He seems to say that it's no good. Let me just close with another thing. Let me just close. The Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this from the Gemara, that if the person... If the person forgot to make an Erev Tavshil, and the Gemara has on the bottom of Tezayin and Menal. The person forgot to make an Erev Tavshil, he has some food that's left over, let's say, by Erev Pesach, it's hard to imagine that you have food left over. By us, there's never any, what's that, how much food left over? Let's say Erev Sukkot. Okay. So let's say you have some food left over on Erev Sukkot, Erev Shavuot, in a pot, and you're going to throw it out. You're going to throw out what's left over there. No one's interested, but it is edible, theoretically. You have a couple of bebelach on the bottom, some beans, leftover cholent, let's say, and it's a kazayas. So even though it wasn't cooked, l'shem kach, Rashi says, nisharu shaloi b'miskaveng, so the d'yevet, you can, and you didn't make a special Erev Tavshil, you can rely on that for an Erev Tavshil. So the Mishnah Brura writes, it's clear from the Gemara that that's only b'di'ezer. You should not rely on that. Why not? So the simple pshat is because of Shaloi b'miskaveng. Because it wasn't cooked specially. So what do you need l'chatchila? That the Erev Tavshil should be cooked specially for what?
For
he's Masupik, especially for Shabbos, especially for Erev Tavshil. He's Masupik. So let's say, usually you make an Erev Tavshil on matzah.
Yeah.
The matzahs were cooked, the matzahs were baked specially for Shabbos, for sure not. That's only the d'yevet. Unless you're going to bake your own matzah, you're going to bake your own cake? Bake your own cake specially? So, all right, so Mikra thing, you don't even need the matzah. It's only the chumah that I've been attempting on this fellow. But let's say the egg, the hard-boiled egg. So the hard-boiled egg, l'chatchila, should be cooked specifically l'shem Shabbos and possibly even l'shem Erev Tavshilin. In Mishnah Berurah, Mr. should be cooked specially on Erev Yontov, he says.
Yeah.
It was cooked before Yontov, even l'shem Shabbos and l'shem Erev Tavshilin. That's also only good for the Yontov. It should really be cooked on Erev Yontov, specifically l'shem Shabbos and possibly even l'shem Erev Tavshilin. Then the Gemara has over here, what about daisa? Can you use the tapshil? Can you use a daisa cereal? Let's say you have a wheatina farina, Pesach, you don't have wheatina farina. Let's say Shavua Sukkot, another time. So you prepare oatmeal cereal, something. Can you use that for Erev Tavshilin? So the Gemara has a machloikis, two lashonis in the Gemara, and we paskin no. So one lashon in the Gemara is, one lashon in the Gemara is that, you cannot use, bread is not sufficient for the Erev Tavshilin, you need a tavshil, because bread is shkicha, bread they eat in all the meals. Hashem, you can dice is low shkicha, you don't need dice all the time, you don't need this oatmeal cereal all the time, so you may use dice for the Erev Tavshilin. And we pass like the Ikadami Yom Rabbi, the second lashon in the that you have to have a tavshil that's the midi de milfis beinon, something that you eat together with bread. So that's not needed in milk, so it's no good. So that's how we talk from that daisa is no good. So the svara that we accepted has to be needed in milk. What about the first svara that the Gemara said? That you have to have needed the loishchicha? Needed the loishchicha, do we accept that? Do we reject that? What's an akimina? We say that daisa, even daisa is also no good. The Gemara originally only said that needed the shchiach is no good by pot. Lechem is no good, you need a tapshil. So the some achrayim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, a group of achrayim came up with a new chumrah based on a Rashi. Rashi says on the Gemara that you need midi de lo shchiyah, you can't use midi de shchiyah, you have to use midi de lo shchiyah, that it should be nika, that it's a Shabbos week in Michael. So they say hard-boiled eggs.
Yeah, not Shabbos week in Michael.
Hard-boiled eggs we eat every day of the year, you eat hard-boiled eggs. And them is by us. Chicken we eat all week long. We're rich people. Lace we eat all week long. Kugel. Cholent. Chopped liver. You fill the fish. You have to have something that's miyuchat for Shabbos. Maybe in Europe, they all week long, they had bread and water. Maybe they had nothing. But today in America, we eat everything all week long except for chopped liver. You fill the fish. We eat the leftover chopped liver. You don't throw it in the garbage. But you don't make chopped liver. You don't make a fill the fish for the weekday. A lot of people do eat the Yisrael fish in the weekdays also. So that's what some Achrenim had such a notion that Lachatkili should be choshish for this comment that Rashi made, that you have to have a milfah de lo shchicha, that it should be nika, that it's a Shabbos dik and Michael. So you shouldn't use hard-boiled eggs, and you shouldn't some use. But the practice is to use a hard-boiled egg and use a matzah, so the whole thing hinged unto. The matzah was really not baked with shame Shabbos, certainly wasn't baked with shame Erev Tavshilin. So that's only for the Yevet. And we really don't need it. We really don't need it because most people are not baking anyway and we don't really hold after Rabbeinu Tam. But the main thing is the hard-boiled egg. There's nothing Shabbos about the hard-boiled egg by us. We eat hard-boiled eggs all week long. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. That's what usually I do. When I make the Erev Tavshilin, I take everything. You can take everything. You can fill the fish with the chopped liver, all the Shabbos dik and macholin. You pick them all up. You pick them all up at Pesach. And you set them aside for the Erev Tavshilin. Even if some of it will be eaten up on Yontif, not your first, as long as later on you have a kazayit. There's a shayla. This halach you have to pick up a tefach. Is that only if you want to be mezake the Erev Lad Acherim? If I'm just making for my family, I don't have to pick up a tefach. No. That's the ma'isa of Asiyas Erev. Asiyas Erev, like you have to have the tilas lulos. You have to pick up the Asiyas Erev requires. And Hilchas Erev, and that's the machlekes Rishayna. That's the machlekes Rishayna. The Magen Mishnah quotes it, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it. Somehow that you have to pick up the Erev tefach, even if you're not being makne, to be mezake lachem, even if you're just making for yourself. Here, after the Mishnah Berurah doesn't go into it, he alludes to it a little bit. Asvara that you always have to pick up the tefach. So let's say if you want to use the gefilte the fish with all the kugels, with everything, pick everything up the tefach. It doesn't have to be bevatacha. Pick it up separately.
I read something that the mushroom actually used. Not for any particular reason, because the food that doesn't get spoiled.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All the other food that you don't put on, you leave it outside, it doesn't get spoiled.
Yeah, well, we have refrigeration.
The other food get hot, red, get that.
We have refrigeration, so that problem is solved. Okay, these are some of the Rashi Prakim of Erev Tashu. Go ahead.
The third and thousandary word. Gam, a kol usar. Giyora Senish, achiha shel Chana Senish, kulam yodim mi zot Chana Senish, tovea ki Roshut HaShidur, Roshut HaShidur ze ha-Israeli television, ken, timna מהקרנתה בטלוויזיה של הסדרה על משפט קסטנר. מכירים את הפרשה הזאת? קסטנר. ששידורה אמור להתחיל ב-7 בנובמבר. במכתב שהופנה באמצעות עורך דין גבי לוי אל יושב ראש רשות השידור מיכה ינון, מציע לוי שלחילופין יורה היושב ראש על הוצאת קטעים הפוגעים בשמה ובכבודה של חנה סנש ז"ל. תביעת המשפחה מתבססת על הכתבה שהתפרסמה במוסף 7 ימים של ידיעות אחרונות ביום שישי האחרון. לפי הכתבה מוצגת סנש בדרמה כמי שנשברה break big chance במהלך חקירתה בהונגריה וגרמה למעצרם של חבריה פלגי וגולדשטיין. בעקבות פרסום זה חשף אתמול חבר הכנסת דוב שילנסקי קלטת ישנה ובעדות לפיה סנש לא נשברה בחקירה אלא הפגינה קור רוח ואומץ לב. אנו מקווים שהגפרור שהצית להבות לא יכבה בנשיפת מחזאי. מקוות שבערו בסתרי מחשקים. אני אביא לכם את זה, זה מקסים. ואומרים שהיא את היא נתנה את זה, את השיר היא נתנה על פתק קטן, אחרי שהיא הגיעה להונגריה, נתנה את זה לאחד החברים שלה, היא נתנה לו את זה ביד, וזה הדבר האחרון שהיא כתבה. מה שהם אומרים, היה איזשהו מחזאי, יש איזה מחזאי, שהוא עשה תחקיר, מחזאי, כן, ובתחקיר הוא גילה, זה מה שהוא אומר, שחנה סנש שנחשבת בתרבות הישראלית לסמל אקזמפל של גבורה, של מה שעושים בשביל המולדת, בעצם כן סיפרה בחקירה שלה, הרי היא עברה עינויים נוראיים, עינויים טורצ'רס, קשים מאוד, וכולם יודעים שהיא לא נשברה, she didn't break down, והיא לא גילתה את השמות של החברים שלה ולא הסגירה אותם. מה שהוא אומר שהיא כן נשברה.
אותו הרמה שקורה בארץ בשנים האחרונים,
במיתוס מסוים.
זה נכון.
כי חנה סנש היא גיבורת ישראל.
וזה טוב.
זל מתנגדת בתקיפות. מה זה מתנגדת בתקיפות? Strongly against לכוונת בנק ישראל להנציח את דיוקנו על שטר חדש של 500 שקל. אוקיי? חבר הכנסת בני בגין הסן, אמר אתמול לידיעות אחרונות, משפחתנו מתנגדת לנוהג הזה, לנוהג ואני חושב שזה לגיטימי. אינני מאמין שבנק ישראל יכול להתעלם, ignore, מהתנגדות כזאת, ולהטביע, to like to make a stamp, to stamp, בכל זאת, את תמונת אבי על, על שטר. צר לי, אך אינני רוצה לדבר על כך, ואין לי כוונה לשתף בזה את הציבור, לשתף to participate. משפחתנו לא תנמק את התנגדותה, לא תנמק. We will not make excuses or give the reason for our opposition. גורם בכיר בבנק ישראל אמר, עם כל הכבוד, with all the respect, מנחם בגין איננו שייך רק למשפחתו, אלא בשל כהונתו הרמה לכל עם ישראל. כמובן שיהיה צורך להתחשב בעובדה הזאת. אז הוכרז אתמול מצב חירום. מה זה הוכרז? להכריז? קרוז?
Comes close, huh?
זה קרוב, זה declare, זה להכריז. אתמול מצב חירום, חירום?
Emergency.
לאחר שכמות החולים שאושפזו, מה זה לאשפז? To hospitalize, לאשפז בבית חולים. כמות החולים שאושפזו עקב סימפטומים של חולרה הולך וגדל. עד אמש, אתמול בלילה, עמד המספר על כ-52, כאשר לגבי 20 מהם התקבלה תוצאה מבדיקות שנעשו בישראל. מאתמול מבוצעות הבדיקות המיקרוביולוגיות על ידי הפלסטינים. למרות אזהרות משרד הבריאות בעזה, למרות אזהרות, מה זה? למרות אזהרות?
Warnings.
Although, you know, in spite of all the warnings from the health department in Gaza, מוסיפים תושבים לבוא במגע עם מקורות מים מזוהמים. Okay? And they continue to touch those infected water. הגשמים האחרונים הציפו, מה זה הציפו?
פלאדד
את הרחובות בהם זורם הביוב שבוקע ממערכת ניקוז קורסת. מה קורה? הגשם ירד והציף, העלה למעלה את כל הביוב, את כל ה... איך אומרים ביוב באנגלית? כל ה... כן, זה לא זבל, זבל זה garbage, yeah, all that dirt, all that
waste,
yeah,
waste,
בדיוק, כן,
waste.
שבוקע ממערכת ניקוז, all the plumbing, all the system, קורסת זה collapse, okay? קורסת. והשלוליות, התמלאו בנוזלים המזוהמים. רשות הבריאות הפלסטינית מנסה להרגיע את הציבור והודיע אתמול כי יש מלאי מספיק של תרופות. הרשות גם הנחתה, מה זה להנחות? הנחתה instructed את התושבים בדרך הטיפול המונע. שוב חיה, זוכרת להימנע, מונע, טיפול מונע. מה זה להימנע, למנוע, המונע? לא, מה זה להימנע? מה זה תמנע? זוכרת ששאלת אותי מהפעם הקודמת? Preventive treatment. טיפול מונע. שיש לבצע כדי לצמצם to minimize את האפשרות לפגיעה מהמחלה. הרשות הודיעה לתושבים שיש לשטוף ולחטא to disinfect something, to make it really, really, really clean. Disinfect, לחטא. פירות וירקות לפני אכילתם, וכן לרחוץ ידיים במים וסבון. הרשות הודיעה גם כי המצב נמצא בשליטה מלאה. שליטה מלאה? כן. כן. אוקיי? תכף נשאל את שמעון אם הוא הבין, ואפשר להמשיך. נגד הממשלה, נכון שלא עוברים תקלות. מה זה תקלה? זה מכשול, זה מכשול. Obstacle זה מכשול. אוקיי? Accident זה תאונה. It's like, incident. Okay? גם בתקופתו של בן גוריון היו תקלות. וזה לא המקום להזכיר אותן. It's not the place to mention them. בים, ביבשה ובאוויר. Okay? ים, יבשה ואוויר. אבל היה הכוח, strength, חזון, vision, לדעת לבקר, to know how to criticize, לשנות, change, ולהמשיך, and continue. כך אמר אתמול הנשיא עזר ויצמן בטקס ההזכרה הממלכתי לציון 21 שנים למותו של דוד בן גוריון שנערך משדה בוקר. אני פונה כאן לכל הנוגעים בדבר, אמר הנשיא. בראש ובראשונה לשלטונות הביטחון, לאלופים ולעם. הרפו. מה זה הרפו?
Let's go
קצת ממה שנעשה בימים האחרונים. אל נא נעביר את שטף. שטף?
וואו.
כן, שטף. the storm, the flood of criticism על צהל ועל מערכת הביטחון. זה, אם אתם זוכרים, בהתייחס למה שקרה בשבוע שעבר עם המוצב. אז עכשיו כולם מבקרים מאוד את צה"ל, את מערכת הביטחון, ברדיו. בין ישראל לבין ירדן נפתח בטקס חגיגי על הגשר החדש שבעמק בית שאן. בטקס השתתפו שרי התחבורה, הבינוי והחקלאות של ישראל ושל ירדן. השרים נעמו, ואחר כך גזרו סרטים בשני צידי הגשר. מעל הגשר טס מטס חגיגי של מטוסים קלים שטסו מישראל לתחום ירדן ובחזרה, ואחר כך עברו מאות מוזמנים צד לצד. ראש הממשלה רבין והמלך חוסיין ייפגשו בשלוש אחר הצהריים בבית גבריאל שבעמק הירדן, ויחליפו ביניהם את מסמכי חוזה השלום. אחר כך יקיימו פגישת עבודה. Cheerful
enough?
כן, זה קרה מהאתמול. היום! לדון עם עמיתו.
Friend.
כן.
Friend,
אבל זה גם is at the same level as the Jordanian. בדף שקראנו עכשיו את המעבר על מחדשות השעה אחת בכל ישראל. אתה רואה? שמעון. שמעון אתה...
השעה שש?
כן. כן, זה קראתי עכשיו ככה, אבל מהר מהר אנחנו קוראים עכשיו. שר החקלאות. רפאל, אתה יודע איפה זה? כן, בסדר. אוקיי, שר החקלאות, יעקב צור, מבקש לדון, כן, עם עמיתו הירדני באפשרות לייבא משם עגבניות. השר צור הסיר את ההגבלות, על יבוא עגבניות לישראל מאירופה, אחרי שמחירן המשיך אתמול להאמיר, לעלות למעלה. עד כה אישר משרד החקלאות לייבא מאירופה 500 טונות של עגבניות בשבוע. אוקיי? זה באמת עצוב מאוד.
מה יקרה לעגבניות שהן גדלות בישראל?
יזרקו אותן. יזרקו את העגבניות. וזה יהיה פשוט אסון לא יאומן לכל החקלאים. נורא. פשוט יזרקו אותן. זה יהיה זבל. שבאוקיינוס ההודי וישראל חתמו לפני הצהריים על הסכם לחינון קשרים דיפלומטיים מלאים בין שתי המדינות. איפה זה המקום הזה? באוקיינוס ההודי. על ההסכם חתמו בפריז שר החוץ של איי קומורו ושגריר ישראל בצרפת יהודה לנקרי. כתבנו המדיני שלמה רז מציין כי איי קומורו חברה בליגה הערבית. אוקיי? אז עכשיו יש לנו יחסים גם עם איי קומורו. אוקיי? בפרויקט המים הזה יש כאן עוד, אתם, מערת המכפלה, אתם, מערת החוק, דף שלישי מהסוף. החוק ייתכן שצהל יקל, כן, על תפילת יהודים ומוסלמים במערת המכפלה. ואולם לצורך כך דרושה עוד תקופת הרצה קצרה. מה זה תקופת הרצה קצרה? They will run it a little more, like a short period of to run the place. אמר אתמול אלוף פיקוד המרכז אילן בירן, מערת המכפלה נסגרה אתמול להפקת לקחים בצהל. הפקת לקחים? To make, you know, to think about results. לקח is to... מסקנה,
like it's a lesson.
Okay. Better, okay. לדברי אלוף בירן, בשני ימי התפילה במערה הופקו לקחים שונים. למרות המספר המועט של מתפללים משתי הדתות, לדבריו נכון שהיו מעט מתפללים, אבל אפשר וצריך היה להפיק לקחים. מיעוט המתפללים נובע בין היתר מתקשורת לא נאותה וממזג אוויר גרוע. גורם נוסף הוא טענות הקיפוח מצד שני הצדדים, ואכן שני הצדדים יצאו נפגעים. הסיכום שאנו מבצעים כולל הערכה שבמשך הזמן, גם אם זה ייקח שבועות מספר ואפשר חודשים אחדים, ננסה לשפר את המצב כדי לתת שירותים בתנאים טובים יותר. אוקיי, אז הבנתם? מה שקורה זה שהם פתחו את מערת המכפלה, אבל בגלל... פתחו אותה, אבל האלוף שאחראי על מערת המכפלה אומר שבגלל שהתקשורת, communication, the media, לא נתנה, לא הכפה לזה הרבה חשיבות, וגם שהיה מזג אוויר גרוע, הרי אתם יודעים שבארץ במשך הימים האחרונים יורד כל הזמן גשם, כן, זה ממש קר. אז הם אומרים שלא באו הרבה מתפללים, לא מתפללים יהודים ולא מתפללים מוסלמים. אז לכן אי אפשר היה בדיוק לראות מה עושים כשיש הרבה מתפללים. והוא אמר שגם כשהיינו קצת מתפללים, אז אפשר היה יודעת לראות מה קורה ומה לעשות הלאה. והוא אומר שיתכן שזה ייקח אפילו חודשים עד שהם יחליטו בדיוק איך לעשות את זה. זהו.
The flesh, one pound of flesh, you can take a 10-pound piece of flesh, one piece, and you can put either this one into the pot or put the other one into the pot. So the Gemara says, since it's the same pu'ula, the same malacha, put the pot and put it on top of the fire, you have to take the piece of flesh and put it in. So you take the giant chunk or you take the small chunk, so one is permitted, and on yontif you're allowed to cook four yontifs, and part of this he does want to eat on yontif, so it's the exact same thing. So he's permitted to cook the giant piece of flesh, even though his intention is that the extra 9 pounds should be left over for after Yontif. He's going to eat it for the next 9 Shabbos. He only eats flesh on Shabbos and Yontif, and he's cooking on Yontif this 10-pound roast for the 10-pound piece of flesh in the pot, and he's only going to eat 1 pound today on Yontif, and the other 9 pounds he's going to eat later over the course of the next 9 weeks. So the Gemara says that's mutter. Yeah, that's because that's called Marbe B'Shiur. But what if a person cooks separate... cooks a separate pot for Shabbos. On Yontif this week, next week, Yontif is going to be Thursday and Friday. The person is going to cook on Friday, Lekovit Shabbos. So what's the Hesem on Thursday? We made an Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday, on Erev Yontif. But the whole Erev Tavshilin is on the Rabbana. Why is it Mutam and Ather to cook on Yontif or Shabbos? So that's what the Gemara asks in Psochim and Daf Mem Vav Amidei. Hey, chayfim yontif le Shabbos. The Gemara is, how are you allowed? I vichitain, you'll say, because you made an erev tavshilin. Moses was on erev tavshilin. Erev tavshilin is only mitzvah rabbanon. Erev tavshilin shavidin itzur deraisa. So the answer obviously is that on the level of deraisa, mutar is cooked. Why? So the Gemara has a machlekes rabba v'rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says that just like you're allowed to cook. On Yontif, for Yontif, Oichal Nefesh means you're allowed to cook today for today. On Yontif for Yontif, so if you have Shabbos for Yontif, Asmuchim Zel Ozeh, so we say, Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim for Yontif, you're allowed to cook today for tomorrow. What's the answer? That was the question. You're only allowed to cook today for today. So how was that the answer? That's the halacha, you're allowed to cook today for tomorrow. So Rashi and the Ramban add out a little bit, that there is a discussion in Erevin, not a discussion, a machlekes satanaim in Mishnayis in Erevin in the beginning of Beitzah, in the first parak in Beitzah, when you have Shabbos v'yontav hasmuchim zelozeh, the yontav falls out either on Friday or on Sunday, do you consider that kedusha achas, or do you consider that shtei kedushas? Do you consider it as if it's one long kedusha sayam that extends for 48 hours? The dinim are slightly different. Here there's a heter eichal nefesh, there's no heter eichal nefesh. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry a machzor to shul, and on Yontif, you are allowed to carry a machzor to shul, even if there's no erev. So the dinim are slightly different, but still, should I say that it's one long kedushas hayom that extends for 48 hours? Or should I say, no, how can you say that they blend in together? How can you consider kedushas achas adirab? Since there's a heter eichal nefesh on Yontif, and on Shabbos there's no heter eichal nefesh, so obviously it's shtei kedushas. So that's a machlekes satanoim in Erevin. And the Gemara says that we paskin like all of those Tanoim, the majority of the opinion of the Tanoim, that is Shtei Kedushas. That you don't say that it's Kedusha Achas. The Rambam says, where did they get the Ein Sof from? Where did anybody get the Ein Sof in the first place that it should be Kedusha Achas? That it should be one. That's what Rav Soloveitchik pointed out. You look in the Rambam, in the last parak in Hilchas Erevin, when the Rambam talks about this, it's neged to making an Erev et Kumin. Let's say a person lives in a city. A person lives in a city and he wants to go chutz l'tchum. So you're not allowed to go chutz l'tchum on Shabbos or Yom Tov or Yom Kippur. So as a lektan erev, if he puts some food, let's say 1,500 amos away, alfayim amos, 2,000 amos is l'tchum. So he'll put some food 1,900 amos away and he'll declare on erev Shabbos, erev Yom Tov, erev Yom Kippur, that's my mokayim. So he has the right to go up until there, plus another alfayim amos past there. So what if, let's say, on Shabbos morning there's going to be a big chazan in this shul over here, and Shabbos afternoon there's going to be a rav giving a Shabbos shuvah drosha, a Shabbos hakolot drosha over there. So he wants to go Shabbos morning in that direction, Shabbos afternoon in that direction. So the Mishnah say you cannot split the day. You cannot make one Erev Beit Chumen for the morning, one Erev Beit Chumen for the afternoon. It's either this Erev or that Erev for the whole day. So the Mishnah presents a machlekes satanai. What if you have Shabbos v'yontav asmuchem zelazeh? Can you make a separate Erev Beit Chumen for Shabbos and a separate Erev Beit Chumen for Yontif? Or do you treat Shabbos and Yontif as one long Kedusha Achas, Yom HaRichto, that's where Rashi has that Lashon Yom HaRichto, as one long Kedusha Sayyam that goes for 48 hours, and you cannot split. You cannot make a separate Erev Beit Chumen for this day and a separate Erev Beit Chumen for that day, even though the 2 days on the calendar, but it's a Yom HaRichto and the Kedushas. It's one long Hemshech of a Kedusha Sayyam. So we pass on that it's two Kedushas. Yeah, where did that Havamina come from, that it should be Kedusha Achas? So the Rambam at the very end of Hilchas Erev, when he quotes these discussions, says Yeroy Ali, in his opinion, Yeroy Ali, that if Yom Kippur falls out on Friday or on Sunday, that for sure is Kedusha Achas. Because there's no difference in Eichel Nefesh. The only place where there's a Machlekes HaTanoim is if Yom Tov falls out on Friday or on Sunday, and Yom Tov you have a Hefter Eichel Nefesh, and Shabbos you don't have a Hefter Eichel Nefesh, so there's a Machlekes HaTanoim. Can you still fetch them in, squeeze them in together, to declare that it's Kedusha Achas? Oh no, it's not trying to fetch them in together. It's impossible. But whenever it is possible, let's say Shabbos next to Yom Kippur, even though the dinim are still different. On Yom Kippur you have a mitzvah, on Yom Kippur there's a mitzvah to fast, on Shabbos there's a mitzvah to eat, and there's karis and there's mitzvah, there's difference, but still basically in the melachis, it's the same. That there's no hefter reichel nefesh, either on Shabbos nor on Yom Kippur. So there, everybody would agree that it would be Kedusha Achas. Hasvara no senes, that it should always be Kedusha Achas, whenever possible. So that's what...
The second day Yom Tov is on Shabbos, so the first day Yom Tov, the second day Yom Tov is exactly the same.
So that the Gemara says, no, that's a machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel, that's a machlokes Amoraim in the first Terek in Beitza, and we pask him that that's Shtei Kedushas. Why? The Sach Mamish the same. Well, one is their right and one is their Rabbanan, but still, they're both Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, no, the only reason why the Chachamim instituted Yom Tov Sheni, Shal Golias, is because of the sake of the Yoimah. So what they said was that either yesterday's Yom Tov or today's Yom Tov, it can't be that both days are Yom Tov. In the Chumash state, there's only one day Yom Tov. So the Rabbanan, they didn't make 2 days Yom Tov. That's against what it says in the Chumash. They said, treat it as a suffix whether yesterday was Yom Tov or today's Yom Tov. But you can't say that it's one long Kedusha Sheni for 48 hours. No, that's connected what it says in the Chumash. It's either one day or the other. It can't be both. Right. Rosh Hashanah is also a machlokes, and we pass them that is a Yom HaRichto. With the Rabbanan, they declare that both days are Yom. Because it is Gimel, with the Rabbanan, it is Gimel that both days are Yom. The Eidim coming, Amin Chalamayla, Noor Gimel, Yom Kodesh, and Machl Kodesh, are both days are Yom. But by every other Shabbos next to Yom Tov, that's the Machlokes HaTanoim. So we pass them that Shtei Kedushas, because it cannot blend in to be one. Because here there's a Hefer Eichel Nefesh, here there's not. So that's how Rashi and the Ramban interpret like that. That Rav Chizda says on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis, that Tzorchei Shabbos Nasa Miyom Tov, when the Torah says you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov, Eichel Nefesh is Mutter. You're allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Yom Tov. Just like you're permitted to cook on Yom Tov for Yom Tov, you're permitted to cook on Yom Tov for tomorrow, Shabbos, because Shabbos for Yom Tov, Asmuchim Zalazeh, constitutes Kedusha Achas. According to the way Rashi and the Ramban learn Pshat, that that's what Rav Chizda means, we know right away that we're not going to pass on like Rav Chizda, because we know already that when you have Shabbos for Yom Tov, Asmuchim Zalazeh, it's a Machlokes HaTanoim, and we pass for Shtei Kedushas. The Gemara says you can make a separate Erev Beit Chumen for the first day, and a separate Erev Beit Chumen for the second day. So the way Rashi learns, that's where Rav Chizda Shita is based on Rashi, and the Ramban stresses the Rashi, that's what he really means. Others reinterpret Rashi, he didn't mean it. And the Ramban on the Rif, on Daf Mem Vav, the Ramban on the Chama says, no, Rashi really meant it. Kedusha Achas, so we know already we're not going to pass like Rav Chizda. And Rabbi gives a different talk. Rabbi does not accept the reasoning of Rav Chizda that Tzorchei Shabbos Nasa Miyom Tov is not correct, but he says a different halacha. He says that min haTorah you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Yom Tov. That's what it says. Eichel Nefesh. It doesn't necessarily require that you should have in zin. You should have in mind the kavanas hagavra should be necessary to be kaveya that this suda that you're cooking is for Yom Tov. Whatever food you cook on Yom Tov, and it's shayach that it should be eaten on Yom Tov, automatically it's set up by itself. It sets itself up automatically as a case of Eichel Nefesh. Whatever shayach to be eaten on Yom Tov. If let's say I'm going to put up a kettle of water the last minute on Yom Tov, I'll put in a roast. Kettle of water is going to cook quickly. I'll put up a roast that takes an hour. I'll put the roast into the oven a minute before Shkia on Yom Tov in the afternoon. And it's not sure that it's going to get ready on Yom Tov for Yom Tov. So it's going to begin to cook on Yom Tov, but it's not going to be edible till after Tzeisachom, after Yom Tov is over. So then Rabbah will agree that that's not a Hesed. There's no Hesed Rechon Nefesh over there. But if I cook a ton, let's say, the woman is going to have her son is going to be bar mitzvah next month. So Tzeisach, she has it off. She doesn't go to work. So she has plenty of time. How much? She's going to run around to the amusement park to go whatever. But the Yom Tov, she has plenty of time. So she's going to stand all day Yom Tov and bake and cook kosher l'teisach. She's going to bake and cook things kosher l'teisach. So Rabbi says that Minatera, all of the food that she cooks and bakes on Yom Tov, since theoretically it's possible that people will eat, depending on how many Jews live in the community. If you live in New York City, live in Queens, on Ashir, if you'll invite everybody to come to your home, they'll be happy to eat everything up. Teisach says in the beginning of Beit Zur, they had such small Jewish communities. You're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Goyim. You're only allowed to cook for a Yid. Vachem lo le'akum. Vachem lo le'klov. So Taisa says in on that base that they had such small Jewish communities in France and in Germany. What shaykh they're going to cook? Even if they'll invite everybody to come on Yom Tov to eat it, then no one's going to eat everything all up if they're going to cook. So then Taisa says this svara will not apply. But Rabbi holds that there's a svara of hoyel. Hoyel means hoyel v'imikli le'archit. Chazilei, if all of the people, all the Jews in town would come, would be invited as guests. And they would come to your home, they would be able to eat everything up. It would turn out that it would be Yerachon Nefesh, even though that's not what you had in mind, at the time you were cooking and baking, you plan to use this next month, in 2 months, whatever. Hashtanami chazilei, it sets itself up as Yerachon Nefesh. So that's the machlokes between Rabbi and Rachid, they both agree that Min HaTorah, you don't need an Erev Tavshilin, and it's mutter to cook on Yom Tov and Shabbos without the Erev Tavshilin. The Erev Tavshilin is only Takana de Rabbanan. But their machlokes is, why is it mutter min HaTorah to cook on Yom Tov and Shabbos? Is it because of Tzachi Shabbos Nasim and Yom Tov? Or is it because of Hol B'mik Le'achim Chazilei, Hashtanami Chazilei? What's the difference, Halacha L'maiseh, whether you're passing like Rabbah or you're passing like Rachiza? There is a machlokes of Rishonim. The Magen Avraham quotes in the last simon, in the Chelek Hey of the Mishnah Berurah, in the middle of Hilchas Yom Tov, Siman Tov Kuf Chav Zayin has all the dinim of Hilchas Erev Tav Shilin. Very fascinating. Mishnah Berurah here is very, very fascinating. Every sif is something new. So the Magen Avraham, in the introduction to Siman Tov Kuf Chav Zayin, quotes that there is a machlekes of Rishonim how to paskin. According to Rashi and Ramban, it's not shy to have any machlekes. Rav Chizda's opinion is based on Kedusha Achas, that Shabbos and Yom Tov Asmuchim Zolazeh constitute one Kedusha Sayyoyim, which we don't accept. The according to Rashi and the Ramban, there's no question about it, that we're going to pass from like Rabbah, who holds from Hoyok. That it's called Eichon Nefesh, sets itself up automatically based on the fact that theoretically it's Roy Lachila today. Mashenik and other Rishonim do not learn Rav Chizda's Shita like Rashi, and others do pass from like Rav Chizda. So they hold that the reason why it's mutter to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos is because Tzachi Shabbos Nas Miyom. What's the difference halacha l'maisis? The Magen Avraham says that the main difference will be that nafkamina that we gave. Let's say you make an Erev Tavshilin, and then the Balabasta puts up a kettle of water on Erev Shabbos. Let's say Yom Tov is going to be on Thursday and Friday. She puts up a kettle of water, or she puts up a chicken or something right before, a minute before Shabbos. She's got bench lift, she's going to put something up. It's going to take so long to cook, it's not going to be ready for Friday. We're going to put it up right before Shabbos, it will not be ready for Friday. See? So does the Erev Tavshilin help or not? Erev Tavshilin is not matter in Issa Deraisa. If it's an Issa Deraisa, it's not matter anything. So if the reason why it's Mutter Menatar to cook on Yom Tov and Shabbos is because Erechon Nefesh sets itself up automatically, theoretically we could have eaten it today on Friday, but if I put it up so late, so it's not shy to eat it on Friday. So the Magen Avraham says, therefore, you have to be careful. The Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham, therefore, you have to be careful. We're not sure how we paskin, whether like Rabbah, like Rav Chizda, you have to be careful that you should start putting up the food, Lekovit Shabbos, so early in advance of Shabbos, that theoretically, you would be able to have it, it would be edible, it would be Roy Lachila on Friday. So that's what the Magen Avraham says, that even though, let's say it's in the middle of Sfirah, even though it's in the middle of Sfirah, usually people like to daven late to tell Sfirah, but when you make an Erev Tavshilin, So we have the minigis to daven the dafka early. To be the top of Shabbat, the dafka early, to daven Myra, the dafka early, early, maybe even before the shkia, the dafka early, to make sure that the women will bench lift early, early, that they should put up all the food before they bench lift. They shouldn't get involved in this issue. That they shouldn't put on the food on the fire with the erev tashirim. They shouldn't put on the food so late before Shabbat that it won't be roy, it won't be nesuk and lachila on Yom Tov. Whatever becomes edible, whatever. Michael Bender saw it. Okay. Different. Minatera, you don't need an Erev Tavshil. Minatera, we're discussing so far. Why is it mutter to cook on Yom Tishabes Minatera without an Erev Tavshil? So this is the Machlekes Rav Rav Chizkiya. That's the Machlekes Rav Rav Chizkiya. That's the Machlekes. According to Rav, there's only a heter to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos if you put it up so far before Shabbos that it would be right to eat it on Friday. It would be right to eat it on Yom Tov, right? And according to Rav Chizkiya, no, you could even put it the last minute. But the Magen Avraham says it's a Machlekes. Whether we fast like Rabbi, fast like Rav Chizkiya, you have to be careful always to put up the food so far in advance of Shabbos that it would have been roi lachila on Yom Tov. So now the Shaila said, this is why it's mutam and atayr. But with the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos unless you made an Erev Tavshila. Why? What's the shlecht is, if it's mutam and atayr, let it be mutam and Rabbanon. So the Gemara and Beit Seh has a machlekes amaroi, has a machlekes Rav and Rabashi. Nothing to do with Rabbi Rav Chizkiya. That's in Psochem Daf Mevav. The Gemara has on the first tikkun of Gemara in the second parak. The second parak begins with the din Yom Tov Shchali is Erev Shabbos. You're not permitted to cook on Yom Tov Shabbos unless you make an Erev Tavshilin. So the Gemara has the machlekes Rava and Rav Bashi. What is the reasoning behind Erev Tavshilin? So Rava says that it's in order to give chizuk to Shabbos. We are afraid that the woman has so much food prepared for Yom Tov. And Yom Tov, you have a lot of guests over, you eat and you drink and you're married, they may eat up all of the food on Yom Tov, especially 2 days Yom. They won't leave anything for Shabbos. So we're afraid that they're going to eat everything up. Yeah. So that's why the Chachamim instituted the Takana, you have to dafke, start cooking some of the food before Yom Tov begins, so you should remember, you should set aside an Erev Tavshilin that everybody should remember that Shabbos is coming immediately following Yom Tov and you won't have any other opportunity to prepare any food. So you should leave over some food for Shabbos. That's Rava's reasoning. Why they made this bin derabbanan? Why you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos unless you made an Erev Tavshilin in order that you should remember in advance that you shouldn't forget about leaving over food for Shabbos. And Rav Ashi says in Gansan a different reason. It has nothing to do with not forgetting Shabbos, but it's rather to give a chizuk for Yom Tov, because Yom Tov is a problem that people are mezalzal on Yom Tov. People cook food and they carry a lot on Yom Tov, like a nefesh, tarach hayam, ksas is mutter. So people will think, a lot of people do things. It's not just that people will think. A lot of Talmid HaChacham think, Yom Tov, you're allowed to do everything. There's no malach on Yom Tov. Everything goes. Everything is allowed on Yom Tov. So in order that people shouldn't forget and think that they're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Chol, they'll just do malachas on Yom Tov. They're going to chal Yom Tov all day long. So the Chacham made a chizur, the Hilchas Yom Tov, the Yisra Malach on Yom Tov. So he said that even from Yom Tov to Shabbos, you're not allowed to cook. Sure. Unless he made an Erev Tavshilin, unless he began to prepare in advance of Yom Tov. Chal v'chayim from Yom Tov to Chol, that it's not permissible to cook.
What about Yom Tov to Yom Tov? Does he have to
bring the day that he has to cook? Yeah, the Gemara says that you're not permitted to cook on Yom Tov Rishon to Yom Tov Sheni. Because Yom Tov Rishon is really the Yom Tov Deraisa. Here, that's the Gemara Yud Zayinim and Aleph. The Gemara quotes at the Sefer, the Tana Rabbanan, and Beitza. Daf Yud Zayinim and Aleph, Tana Rabbanan, Einayfim Yom Tov L'Haveira. You're not permitted to cook on the first day Yom Tov for the second day Yom Tov, because the first day Yom Tov is Yom Tov Deraisa, the second day Yom Tov is really Chol. You're not allowed to cook, you're not permitted to do Hachana. See, the Eifin is a Malacha. Even to do a Hachana. Let's say the Balabasta has her food in the freezer. And let's say the second Seder is
Thursday night.
So if she's going to take out the food from the freezer Thursday night after the husband comes home from Shul after Seder Gehavim, it's not going to defrost. And you can't just put it on the fire. It's going to burn. It's not that the fire will, it'll take a little longer to warm up. It won't take just another 15 minutes. It's going to burn if it doesn't defrost first. So she wants to take it out on the first day Yom Tov, that it should defrost, that it should be ready for the second night. That's also not allowed. That's hachana. You're not permitted. It's not a malacha. You're not doing a malacha, but you're not permitted to do any hachana on the first day Yom Tov for the second day Yom Tov. So that's why people should be careful that if they have all the food in the freezer, set the table. You're not allowed to set the table on the first day. Let's say they want to start the Seder right away when the husband comes home from shul, because they have little children, they don't want to stay up forever. So you cannot, you're not permitted to set the table on the first day for the second day. You have to wait till after Tzeis HaKochavim and then start setting the table for the second Seder. So the...
I mean, you're just taking it out of the freezer. That's it. What happens if you take, let's say you take it out and you have a little taste of that before...
That's good.
Like, if you take it out, it takes a little bit before Yom Tov, I mean, before the second day, it's okay.
It's frozen. What shy? Yeah. So the Chaya Yadam, Mishnah Berurah quotes, the Chaya Yadam has such a shayla, not this guy. The Chaya Yadam didn't have a freezer. He has a different shayla. Let's say they used up all the wine on the first day Yom Tov, and they have all the wine in the wine basin, the wine cellar. So they're going to have to go down to the wine cellar on the first day Yom Tov to get wine. They're not going to have wine the first day Yom Tov in the afternoon. They need wine for the second night, for the second Seder. So if they go in the daytime, they'll be able to see. They go at nighttime, it's going to take a lot of time. They're going to have to take candles. It's going to be a big tircha.
Sure.
So they want to go on the first day Yom Tov to bring the wine up for the second. It's all within their house. So he says that that's in Yisra HaChana. That's like Bayah taking out from the freezer. So he says, so what do you do if you forgot to, you don't have any wine? So he says, bring up some of the wine and drink some of the wine. Yeah, but let's say he's going to need 5 bottles. He's going to drink a little bit of wine from each bottle. So the Chayyadim has a kunt based on the Gemara Mstachim. He says that we really paskin like Rasha. That is considered Eichel Nefesh. It's considered Eichel Nefesh on Yom Tov because of the theoretical possibility that you could have eaten it. So he says, if you're going to go down to the wine cellar late in the day on the first day Yom Tov in order to bring up all the wine for the Seder, who's going to use the wine that's so late in the day? Everybody's already going to Daven Mincha. It's so late. Everybody's running to shul to Daven Mincha. But if you realize early enough in the day, so go down and bring up wine that theoretically you would be able to use today. If you would invite a lot of guests, there's still the Chdesh Yasser. There's enough time to serve wine. Even though the Maisi, you're not going to invite any guests. So that would be mutter based on the din of Hoyel v'miklech v'chazalei hashtanami chazalei. I, but halacha l'maisi, you're not permitted to rely on Hoyel. That's exactly what the Chachamim, what the Tanoim instituted in Mitra and Erev Tavshilin. That minatera is a din of Hoyel. That Eichel Nefesh sets itself up theoretically, automatically by itself. You don't have to have Kavanah Sagavra. But with the Rabbanon, there's no hetzer to rely on Hoyel. So the Chayyadim points out, in the Hemshech HaSugya, the Gemara does say on Daf Mem Zayin, that if you have a big Shas HaTzchak and a Mokka Mitzvah, then you may revert back to rely on the Din of Hoyel. It says in such a Chetimtze, if let's say you left all the food in the freezer. So if you're going to take out the food, Leil HaSeder, Yom Tov Sheni, it's not going to defrost. It's never going to be ready. I'll finish Kembrer. So if you remember early enough, you should take it out as early as possible on the first day Yom Tov, in order that you should have Hoyel, in order that you should have the Hefter of Hoyel.
As early as possible.
That's not right. That's not right. Does it make any difference halacha l'maisa what the reason is? Whether the reason for the Takanas Chachamim requiring an Erev Tavshilin is because we are concerned that he may forget and they'll eat up all the food on Yom Tov and they won't have anything left over for Shabbos? Or that the reason was because they wanted to be mechazik the Yisim halacha of Yom Tov? Does it make any difference halacha l'maisa? So the Gemara on Tezvav and Meis, the Gemara suggests if you didn't make the Erev Tavshilin on Erev Yom Tov, would you be allowed to make the Erev Tavshilin on Yom Tov? The Gemara says maybe it should depend on this machloik is what the reason is. Then the Gemara is matcha that nafkimina. That's not a valid nafkimina. But the Rosh on that shtikla Gemara writes an original nafkimina that is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. the halacha that you have to make the Erev Tavshilin on Erev Yontif, as I say. You make an Erev Tavshilin on Erev Yontif. It has to dafke be on Wednesday. It has to be dafke on Erev Yontif. Yontif is Thursday and Friday.
Yeah,
what if I want to make it today? I'm afraid I'm going to be so busy with Mechiras Chometz, with other things. I want to make an Erev Tavshilin today, or Tuesday, a day or two in advance. Or even, let's say, a month in advance. Is there anything wrong if I make the Erev Tavshilin way in advance? So the Rosh suggests that maybe that should be the nafkamina between the two reasons. That if you're concerned, if it's a matir, if it's a problem, you're not even allowed to cook on Yom Tov Shabbos, to be mechazik, the prohibition of cooking on Yom Tov Chol. So that setting aside of the Erev Tavshilin is a matir, that now you are allowed to cook on Yom Tov Shabbos. So as long as you have this matir, then it's permissible. So then the Rosh thinks it doesn't make a difference whether you set aside the Erev Tavshilin Dafkan Erev Yontif away in advance. But if the reason for Erev Tavshilin is that you shouldn't forget to eat up all the food on Yontif for Shabbos, so the Rosh thinks that Hasvara Nosen is that it should, the Erev Tavshilin should be made with Dafkan Erev Yontif. You're going to make it too far in advance and you're going to forget again. You're going to forget again. So he thinks that then it should Dafkan be Bemis. It's not a Hechra. It's not a Hechra. But that's what the Rosh suggests.
But he already prepared for Shabbos something. That the Erev Tavshilin he put away, he could use for Shabbos. So it's better if he can say the other way.
Can say Fakert also.
Yes.
That's what the Rosh writes. So the Beis Yosef quotes this. So he says, Halacha Lamaisa, how do we paskin? Which reason do we paskin like? Do we paskin on the assumption that the Rosh is right, that this is the nafkamina between the two taimim, whether the reason for Erev Tavshilin was that he shouldn't forget to eat up all the food on Yontif, or the reason is to be mechazik the Yisim Halacha? So which reason do we pass on the life? So the Mechaber says, L'chatchile, you should dafke make the Erev Tavshilin on Erev Yontif, because maybe the Tam is like the first Tam, that he shouldn't forget and eat up all the food. But B'dieved, if he already made it way before Erev Yontif, and he forgot to repeat an Erev Tavshilin on Erev Yontif, then he says, B'dieved, you can rely on the other Svar that the Rosh says, that it would be good, that you should pass on like the second Mandam.
You know, so that is the Eva, but the Eva. And he's the act of the Eva. Usually, the Eva would be if you forgot on Thursday, you did it on Friday.
Yeah.
But if you forgot on Friday, you did it before.
No, he did it before.
The Rosh has a case like this. The Rosh has a case. You're going to need two Erev Tavshilin for the first days and for the second days. So he puts away an Erev Tavshilin for the first days, and he wants this to serve also for the second day. Azai's Platam Sugar, he's making an Erev Tavshilin for next week. He knows in advance that it's not right. So he says, no. He knows in advance, he looks on the calendar, this year we're going to need six Erev Tavshilin. So he sets aside the Erev Tavshilin, he puts it in the freezer, and he wants this to serve for all the six Erev Tavshilins, and no one's going to touch it. He's going to mark, no one should touch it. So he put it away on Erev Yontif, and he wants it to serve for all the six Yontif that are going to need. So he says, if you remember our next Erev Yontif, you should repeat again another Erev Tavshilin. But if you didn't remember, you can follow Zach on the Erev Tavshilin that you made half a year ago. A half a year ago, as long as it's still there. Yeah, the Gemara says, and Shulchan Aruch, they quote this, that the Chachamim, the Amoraim, had the practice that the Rav in the city used to make an Erev Tavshilin for whoever doesn't know how to make. The Gemara says, Avur the Shmuel. Shmuel's father used to make for the whole city Nardor. Rabbami Rabbasi used to make for the whole city Tveria, and then the Gemara says that Shmuel, Gemara says there was a blind man who used to learn Becharusa together with Shmuel, and once Shmuel saw he was very sad on Rosh Hashanah, he asked what's the matter, so he says if you got to make an Erev Tavshilin, so Shmuel said no problem, you can follow Zechamai Erev Tavshilin, I make an Erev Tavshilin for all the people in the city. Then the Gemara says the next time they needed an Erev Tavshilin also, he saw he was sad. He said, what's the matter? He said, I forgot an Erev Tavshilin. Can I rely on you this year? He says, sorry, brother. You're a Poshea. You already forgot once before. So you're a Poshea. So I didn't have you in mind. So there's a big machlekes of Rishonim that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. What does that mean? This is Shmuel's personal policy. That one strike and you're out. We only give you a break once in your life. Once in your lifetime. But the second time you forget to make an Erev Tavshilin, Shmuel doesn't want to include him, but if any other Rav wants to include, if any other Rav is nicer, not as mean as Shmuel, other Rabbanim have in mind, they haven't seen all the Balabatim all the time, so then it'll be good, or no. This is Daloch, it's not that this is Shmuel's personal hang-up. This is what Shmuel didn't want to include him. This is Daloch, that no one is supposed to, the Rabbanim should not have in mind those Balabatim who are Poshea, If they know, if they tell me the Chachamim, if a person is an Amharis, he doesn't know anything about Erev Tavshilin, he doesn't know how to make an Erev Tavshilin, he doesn't know how to say the Nusach, he doesn't understand what you're supposed to do, so then he may rely on the Rav. But this fellow learned the Harusa with Shmuel. He used to, this Tumah, used to recite the Brises in the presence of Shmuel. He was a bucket. He knew how to learn already. But he was a sumah, so it was difficult for him. So that's why he forgot to make the Eftashim. So that's the Shaila. Was this a personal chumrah of Shmuel, or is this what the policy should be? So that's the machlekes and Shulchan Aruch. That's the nusach that we have in the Haggadahs. And in the Siddur it says the nusach that with this Erev Tavshilin that we're setting aside, the food should be mutter for us to cook and to bake and to carry. What kind of a nusach is that? This is for us and all the Jews who live in this city. So that nusach is for the Rav to say. When the Rav gives over, and the Gemara says, whenever you want to include other people, I have at home now, we have 5 children living by Yasodom. But I don't have to make a kinyan. I don't have to give the Erev Tavshilin to each one of the children that they should be kind in order to be kind of Shutfis. This is myself and my wife and my 5 children. These are all the Bnei Abayis. But let's say Bnei Ha'ir, you have to be mezakeh a shutfis. You have to give the matzah with the hard-boiled egg to someone else to pick up. To pick up a tefach, to be kind of for himself. And to be kind of for all the other people who want to rely on my Erev Tavshilin. So the, usually the Rav Ha'ir does that. That's the responsibility of the Rabbanim, to see to it that they serve as their balabatim by making Erev Tavshilin on their behalf. But the private people are making Erev Tavshilin, they don't mechuyif to take care of the others, they're going to forget. So this nusach, mona l'chalazorim be'razaz, doesn't really make sense for private people. It's only the nusach that should be said by the Rav, after he's mezakeh, after he gives over the matzah with the egg to someone to be kind of on behalf of all of those who want to rely on his Erev Tavshilin. So then he said, this should be mutter lana l'chol adorim b'irazor.
Why is it more than anybody else? Because
he represents the Erev. Everyone, but the Gemara says an Erev and also like that, that it's the responsibility of the Rav to make an Erev be allowed to carry, to make an Erev in the community, to make an Erev Tavshilin, to take care of the kashrus and the mikveh. That's the achrais of the Rav, yeah. To make life easier for the balabatim.
You mean that other balabos cannot do it?
No, you may do it, but usually private people do not do it.
We got stuck with this mistake.
But we are stuck with it. It's a mistake. Well, I shouldn't say it. Shouldn't say lana l'chol adorim b'irazos. It doesn't make sense. Let's say this yontif, we plan to have guests. We're going to have people over for yontif. So that's a shaila. Are they considered b'nei abayis? The people who are guests, are they considered b'nei abayis? Or do I have to be mezakeh? They're not going to do any cooking, right? Let's say if I go to a hotel, let's say a bachan yeshiva, person goes to a hotel, he doesn't do any malachas at all on Yom Kippur. He doesn't need an Erev. There's no mitzvah to make an Erev Tavshilin if you don't need it. But let's say if they plan to bench licht, so to bench licht also he's supposed to have an Erev Tavshilin. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. When you make the Erev Tavshilin, you should say with this Erev Tavshilin should be mutter to cook and to bake and to tend on licht and to carry, latoka and to carry. A shayla and rishayim. Maybe if you forgot, maybe you're allowed to light one candle. May not be allowed to light two. Let's say some women light a lot of candles, so that's for sure not.
Shulchan Aruch said your outside candle should not be lit on.
That's another.
My wife makes an air question with my candles
Friday. Yeah, if all you're gonna do is light candles, and some Rishonim hold that it's in long lift, you're allowed to even without an Erev Tavshilin, and then you should make an Erev Tavshilin without a bracha. If that's all you're gonna do. So you should make an Erev Tavshilin without a bracha?
You always, in other words, many times when you have a regular shidduch yontif, you light candles, not necessarily after shidduch, you light candles early, right? When you're lighting for the second day, from the first day to the second day.
Right. No, you're not light from the first day, from the second day. You're not allowed to.
You're not allowed to light. And the second night, you're supposed to wait till Sesa Kol, unless it's dark in the room. And you want to light candles on the first day to be able to see now, to read now, to look to see what you're doing. So even though you're going to light long candles that are going to burn 4 or 5 hours into the night, and you say, Brocha, la'adlik ner shal yontif. What are you saying, Brocha, if it's just for yontif afternoon? You don't say, Brocha. So it's obvious it's a dead giveaway that you're lighting it for tonight also, but you're also lighting it for now. So then the Prima Gaudium says that's called Marva Bishur. I'm lighting it for now, and it's also going to be for tonight. And I make it very clear in Amis, I say a bracha. Lalik Neshal Yontif. So that's called Marva Bishur, and that's Musa. But if it's not dark in the room, and just lighting the candles with shame, Neiris Yontif from the first day for the second day, then you're not allowed to. Yeah, then you're not allowed.
You pick it up and give it to the person, and then he gives it back to you, and then you make the bracha?
Yeah.
Basically,
you say the bracha before you say the nusa.
Sometimes that you have yes, you want to leave Zach. You have to give it to them, and then give it back to you, and then you make a bracha.
Yeah, right, that's how the Mishnah Brura writes, that the Mishnah Brura never spells that explicitly, but he implies that if you have guests, then you have to be mezaket for them. He even implies, let's say we have a sleeping maid, who lives in the home all the time. Or let's say there's a student, who comes from Europe and he stays in my home. The student always stays in my home. A boarder. But he's not one of the members of my family. But he's a permanent boarder. He's there for quite a few months. So the Mishnah Brura is mashma that even in such a situation, the Mishorsim and the Bayis, you also have to be mezakeh for them, that they're not automatically included in their tafshil. And he quotes this in the name of Achreinim. That's what he writes. Other Paskim say not so. Other Paskim say that even if you only have temporary guests or just coming for Yontif, they're considered bnei abayis, and there's no need to be mezakeh them. By Chanukah we don't say like that. By Chanukah, let's say a person is just visiting, and then many poskim hold that you have to have mishtate b'pruta to be considered one of the bnei abayis, and if you're not mishtate b'pruta, then it's not considered deso. Then you're not considered one of the bnei abayis, unless you live here permanently. If you live here permanently, let's say for more than 30 days. Then you are one of the bad bites. So how come over here all of a sudden the Mishnah Brura ignores all the rules and regulations? I don't know. It's a tevah. Why doesn't someone relate this to the topic by Chanukah? That if they live there for 30 days, then if they plan to stay for 30 days, then they're considered an abayis. And if they don't plan to stay for 30 days, then they're not considered an abayis. Mishnah Brura ignores that and the other. Mishnah Brura says you always have to be mezakeh to those who are not members of the family. And the other Achrayim say, no, even if they're just visiting for Yom Tov, you don't have to be mezakeh. And no one tells Sutta Chanukah. I don't know why.
When you children at the same time, they are short another. In other words, you have a son married.
It just comes to Yom Tov. The same Shaila.
When you're Mizaki, you don't have to be Mizaki. These people you can take somebody else to be Mizaki for them.
Is
good to be Mizaki for your wife.
The wife is the machloikis. The wife is the machloikis. The next door neighbor.
Yes,
the next door neighbor to be kind of the shutfis and the erev, for the erev tavshilah, for the guests who are going to come later. Yeah.
Rabbi, can you repeat again the halacha of mice? What should someone do if he's in the country?
If they're not going to do any malachas at all on Friday for Yontif, on Friday for Shabbos, then you don't. There's no mitzvah to make an Erev Tavshil. If they're going to light candles, that's a machlokes. Are you permitted to light candles if you didn't make an Erev Tavshil? So because of the machlokes, the proper thing is that you should make an Erev Tavshil in advance. Believe bracha. Because I know in advance that's the only thing I plan to do is lighting candles.
So
and according to Tamil Shalom, you don't need an aircraft shield.
So maybe the
And you say the nusach with this Erev, we are permitted to cook and to bake. You don't plan to cook and to bake, to cook and to bake and to carry. You don't plan to carry and to bench and to light the candle. And you do plan to light. I look at Shrag and you do plan. But you don't say a bracha because somehow that you don't need an Erev Tavshil if you only plan to.
Why aren't the yaitz with the barbos who does the cooking? So they can be yaitz to their guests for countries
The proper thing is that the mashgiach in the hotel should make an Erev Tavshil and he should be mizakeh. He should give it over to someone to be kind of right. The mashgiach should be mizakeh. He should tell everybody in advance that he's going to make an Erev Tavshil for them on Erev Yom Tov, right?
Originally, the rule that said the whole Hadorah Boyazot also was Mizakeh.
Yeah, it has to be Mizakeh.
But then it's only for
if you're not Mizakeh, then it doesn't help with Chalador and Boyazot. The Erev Tavshil is only good for the immediate, for the Bnei Abayis, however you define Bnei Abayis. Machlokes, but only the relatives in the family, or even the guests who are only temporary guests, or even the boarders, the different...
What happened with Shmuel and the man that forgot?
He was Nizakas. Right? His practice was Avuah de Shmuel and Shmuel and Rabbi Rabasi. They were always Nizakai de Acher to be kind of Shushbis on behalf of all of B'nai Ho'ir. On behalf of all of B'nai Ho'ir?
Yeah.
Right. Erev Tavshila only helps with Tzorchei Achila. Right. Only helps for cooking and baking and carrying food. Let's say Lamashal the Rav wants to give a drosha on Shabbos morning, and he doesn't have the svarim in the shul. So he wants to carry the sefer on Friday. If there's no Erev, he wants to carry the sefer on Friday and leave in the shul to give a drosha on Shabbos morning. So then that's not only hachana, that's a malacha. He's carrying. If you just set the table, you take the food out of the freezer, that's hachana. This is mamish and malacha. If he brings it to shul and he uses it a little bit on Friday, it's good. So he carried it on Yontif in order to use it on Yontif. But if he just carries it, if it's late, he's going to shul late Friday afternoon. And just going to make it by Mincha, he's not going to have a chance to look into the safe. Then they're going to say Kabbalah Shabbat. He's not going to have a chance to look into the safe until after say Sakachavim. So he carried on Yontif and Shabbos without the use of the Erev Tavshil, because the Halacha says the Erev Tavshil is only good for Tzorchei Suda. If it's not Tzorchei Suda, it's English. So in that case, you're not allowed to carry.
The Shabbos and Yontif is only Ochel Mincha. Why should I be allowed to bring
That's a good question. Halacha lemaisa in Shulchan Aruch says that it is mutter. It says, let's say, cooking. Taisus says like this. This is how we pass them. There are different sheets. This is how we pass them. Any meleches eichal nefesh that you could have done on Erev Yontif and would have tasted just as good. So midirabbanan, you're not allowed to do it on Yontif. But whatever, let's say in the days of the Balei HaTais, they didn't have a refrigerator. So if they're going to shech the dehema on Erev Yontif, and they're going to cook it on Erev Yontif, and it's not going to be refrigerated, so it's not going to taste as delicious. Even if it won't spoil, but it won't taste, it's going to be pagan time of the mitzvah, so it's not going to taste as good as if you would have shechted it bobayom and cooked it bobayom. So in the days of the Gemara, in the days of the Balei HaTais, days of the Rishon, until recent years, it was permissible to shecht on Yontif, it was permissible to cook on Yontif. Let's say there's manas there, that if you shecht on Erev Yontif, we do it all the time. We always shecht weeks in advance. We don't shecht on the day that we're interested in eating. You want to have flesh for supper, so you shecht the baim, you shecht the chicken. You buy already a geshacht and a chicken, they're ready from a long time ago, it's in the freezer. So to shecht on Yontif today, it could even be an Issa deraisa, at least an Issa derabbana. So we assume to shecht on Yontif is no longer permissible. Now that we have freezers and refrigeration, you're not allowed to share.
That's from an unexpected company. Or if you're in a place where they're bringing chickens from God knows where, and you have to
If you don't have, it becomes like 3 hours before you have to. Okay. And cooking also, Ashayla. How many people can really tell a difference? Many people cannot really tell a difference between freshly cooked food as opposed to food that was already cooked last week and taken out of the freezer and reheated. So if the people can't really tell the difference, as far as they're concerned, it tastes just as good. So then there's a din, at least a din mederabbanan, maybe even a din mederaisa, but at least a din mederabbanan, we pass them that you're not allowed to cook the food on Yontif. You should have taken cooked it on Erev Yontif and just reheated on Yontif. So that's the din veneged to all 38 malachas except for Hotzor. There are more pastors in Shulchan Aruch. Could be the Mechaber and the Rambam. Could be the Mechaber. I think the Mechaber and the Rambam both say. Hotzor is up to Shamalocha Gruahi. Hotzor, the Rishonim stand the first daf and Shabbos of Deis Amin Aleph. Hotzor is a Malocha Gruah that you're not really creating a new Hefzer. By all the other 38 Malochas, you're changing something. Hotzor, you don't change something. Because Hotzor is a Malocha Gruah, we have a lot of Kulis. So one of the many Kulis is that Hotzor on Yontif to carry the Machzer or the Siddur is Mutter on Yontif, Talis. Even though you could have just as well carried it on Erev Yontif and left it in Shul, so still it says that that's mutter. To cook is not mutter. It's a shecht, if you could have shechted it on Erev Yontif, is not mutter. And to grind up the spices, if you could have ground it up on Erev Yontif, it wouldn't be mefik tam, is not mutter to grind it on Yontif. all the 38 malachas you're not allowed to do on Yontif. If you could have just as well done it on Erev Yontif, it wouldn't be Nefik Tam. But to carry, state Meshulchan Aruch said that's Mutta. Shalom the Tzach, you're not allowed to carry.
Shalom the China. Somebody you think, oh, maybe I should carry a foot because maybe they're going to rain.
You wear it.
No, he's
you
afraid it may rain.
No.
Why that? I don't know. I mean, it's a ridiculous chashash. Okay. But if it's really a chashash. But let's say he's going to go for a walk, he's going to go visit someone, he's going to come back 5 hours later, and within the 5 hours, it may take a rain.
Predicted rain, but they
were so then if there is such a chashash, then it's not Shalot HaTorah.
On the Maisa, how can you cook?
Let's say the Ramban writes in Stoch in such a Moshel. The Ramban on the bottom of the roof writes. Let's say I'm expecting guests on Yontif. So I'm going to bake cookies. Let's say I'm going to bake cookies for the guests. So I expect to have 5 guests. And how many cookies is each one going to eat? 5 cookies, let's say. So I'm only allowed to bake 25 cookies. And what if someone's going to want a 6 cookie? You have to be something. And so it doesn't look nice. It's so skimpy. That's all. He's just going to put the 25 cookies on the plate. That's all. So he says, since in case it doesn't have to be, you don't say speka deraisa lechumra. In a topic, whether they're going to eat more than 25 cookies or not, so you're not allowed to cook. No, you don't say speka deraisa lechumra. You cook the way you would cook on a weekday, whatever you would bake on a weekday if you expect guests. To make sure that it's daiva haisa, that it's enough, that it should look nice. So you're allowed to do that on Yom Tov also. Whatever is bo b'cheshbon, whatever is in ganzen, not bo b'cheshbon. So if there's a far-fetched possibility that it may rain today, so then I'm allowed to carry a raincoat. But if there's no possibility, it's ridiculous. Then taka, what am I carrying? Then so it's all shalot l'tzorach klal. You're not permitted to do a malach on Yom Tov shalot l'tzorach klal. You're allowed to do l'tzorach echal nefesh. Or the tzarach hayom tzach, you have some other tzarach. A shalot tzarach klal, you're not allowed. That's why there's a machlokes about the yahrzeit law. The kitzur shulchan aruch has the machlokes, quotes the machlokes achreinim, on the day that you say yisker, so many people are the person has yahrzeit, and the meaning is if you light a yahrzeit law. So are you permitted to light a yahrzeit lamp on yontif? No one's going to be nene from the nair. So some pasuk hold that that's also, that's a malach of havlore. It's absolutely Shalot HaTorah Klal. And others say, no, that's not Shalot HaTorah Klal, since that's the minig, Mishum Kibarav, that your light neiris, that the fulfillment of the mitzvah Kibarav constitutes a Tzarach HaYom Tzach. The Mokim mitzvah is also Tzarach HaYom Tzach. So here's whatever the minig HaMokim is, constantly creates covet. That's what defines, that's what determines what's called the. Right, that's the machlokes achreinim about that. Proper thing is to be machmer.
How can you cook if food that could be cooked at Yom Tov on the day before, that food you are not allowed to cook even with the native Dashilim? So how often does it happen that one has to have food that must be fresh from the same day?
Not that it has to be fresh. No, if the person enjoys the food. No, if the person enjoys the food better when it's fresh. I know there was a person in my neighborhood who used to always bake his own challahs on Sukkot, on Pesach not, but on Sukkot and on Shavuot, he would bake challahs on Yontif because he enjoyed freshly baked challahs. He never bought from the bakery that was off Giret. He always baked his own challahs, Professor Levy. And you remember him. Yeah. And he'd always bake the challahs on Yom Tov because he enjoyed the chakka taste better. Freshly baked challahs taste better than. No, they eat the matzah that was baked on Erev Tov. Yeah? Really? I didn't know that. There's a chassam so I just take matzah separately on the second night.
Okay.
Really?
But then first is
why is there a special limit to tzarach yisudah? Why don't you say meat pie?
You land in the water.
Even show yourself.
Meat pie doesn't apply. Erev tashilin is a takon of chacham. That if you made an erev tashilin, then you're permitted to do a malach on Yom Tov Shabbos. So the Erev Tavshila means that I began preparing the food, and the food that I cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos is the hemshach of the preparation that I began before. That's why it's called Erev. Erev means it blends in. The Haskola of the Bishul was done on Erev Yom Tov, and this is only the Gemara of the Bishul. But you can only say it's a Gemara of the Hachon of the food when it comes to food, Tzarchei Asudah. But if it's carrying a Sefer to Shul, that has nothing to do with preparing of the food. But that's what the Ran has a right from the Gemara and Beitza that the Erev Tafshilin doesn't help. Let's say the Gaboyim want to shtel the Sefer Torah for the Kriyas HaTorah for Shabbos Chol HaMoed. They want to shtel the Sefer Torah on Friday afternoon. So that has nothing to do, Rabbi Kivenga points out, that has nothing to do with Torchei Hasuda. So the Erev Tafshilin doesn't help for that. But Rabbi Kivega Tainas, you don't need an Erev Tafshilin for that. He Tainas that it's Tammut to shtel the Sefer Torah on Yontif Shabbos, because that's a hachane, that's no malacha whatsoever. Rabbi Kivega Tainas, we gave a mashal. I want to bring wine from the basement, from the cellar, on the first day Yontif for the second day. I want to take it out from the freezer on the first day Yontif for the second day Yontif. So that's a hachane, b'li malacha, on the first day for the second day, you're not allowed to. So you have to see to it that you have the wine up before Yontif begins. Or the food should already be out of the freezer before the first day Yontif. But what about from Yontif to Shabbos? Not first day for the second day. What about Hachana from Yontif to Shabbos? That's not a malach at all. Just to set the table. Or just to bring the wine up. So Rabbi Kivega has rayas from the Mishnayos in Masecha Shabbos. He writes it in a few places that to do a Hachana on Yontif for Shabbos, Hachana b'li malach klal. So for that he says you don't need an Erev Tafshil. So even though the Shtel Sefer Torah is not Tzorchei Hasud, then the Erev Tafshilin doesn't help. But he says you don't need an Erev Tafshilin for that. Just to roll the Sefer Torah to the proper place. For the Kriyas HaTorah. The Chlal Nishke Malacha, it's only a Hachana. The Hachana, B'li Malacha, Rebbe Kivega says you don't need an Erev Tafshilin. There are three opinions in Achrayim. What the din is to Shtel Sefer Torah on Yom Tov for Shabbos. So some Achrayim say it's always Mutter, some say it's always Asam, some say it depends whether they made an Erev Tafshilin or he didn't make an Erev Tafshilin. So Rabbi Kivega says, the ones who say it depends whether they made an Erev Tafshilin, didn't make an Erev Tafshilin, doesn't make any sense, it's not Tzorchei Hasuda. And so the only two possibilities that are left are either it's Asur or Mutter. So he votes in favor of the ones who say Mutter, because he has a Shtikl Torah from an often a Mishnah, that you don't need an Erev Tafshilin in order just to do a Hachana, that doesn't involve any Malach at all. You need the Erev Tafshilin if you want to cook, if you want to carry, if you want to carry a Sefer to Shul, that you're going to learn in on Shabbos, that carry is a Malach if there's no Erev. Carries the malacha, there's no air. You're not allowed to carry on Yontif. So you're carrying on Yontif for Shabbos, and it's not Tzorchei Suda. So the Erev Tafshilin doesn't help. If you do have an Erev, let's say you have an Erev in the community. So you're carrying on Yontif for Shabbos, there's no malacha, it's only Hachana. So then there's no problem. Even though it's not Tzorchei Suda, you don't need an Erev Tafshilin for that. It's a Hachana b'li malacha, so you don't need an Erev Tafshilin. But if you don't have an Erev, so the carrying is a Shailach Shashim and a malacha, so for that, you need an Erev Tafshilin. An Erev Tafshilin doesn't help, because it's not Tzorchei Achila. It's not Tzorchei Asuda.
Well, Rabbi, you can take out from the freezer
and use it well. On Yom Shabbos, from the first day for the second day, not. No. First day for the second day, you're not allowed to do Hachana. Rabbi Kivega just has a right from Mishnah. Yom Shabbos, because Shabbos is Mochomer. You're permitted to be Mechim, that's his right from the Mishnah and Shabbos. So the Mishnah Shabbos talks about Shabbos next to Yom Kippur. If Yom Kippur falls out either on Friday or on Sunday, so the Mishnah talks about making the beds and setting things up to do a Hachana. So the Kivega asks, but how can you make an Erev Tafshilin? Erev Tafshilin means I began cooking before and I'm going to continue cooking now. There's no Erev Tafshilin when Yom Kippur falls next to Shabbos. So obviously there's B'li Erev Tafshilin. B'li Erev Tafshilin, so to make the beds is not so. So what's the heter to make the beds? What happened to the Yisra Hachana? So he says, you see, from that Mishnah, Masechah Shabbos on Daf Kuf Chof is a Mishnah. You see that Hachane, from one day to the other, if the second day has a higher level of Kedusha, there's no Isar Hachane. Hachane, B'li Malacha, is only an Isar Derabbanos. If I light candles on the first day for the second day, or I cook food on the first day, or I carry something on the first day for the second day, that's a Malacha. That's a Malacha. That's an Isar Deraisa. That's a problem Deraisa. You're involved in Malachas. But to just to set the table on the first day for the second day, that's only Hachane. So Achana on Yom Tov for Shabbos is Hefe Gomer. If there's no Malacha, Achana first day for the second day Tominish.
You just like come up with some stuff. For example, if I have a Shabbos bill and I don't want to use the Shabbos bill, they're up and confusing my time. I have a Shabbos bill. For example, I go to a shul, but they don't say fusing, but I want to bring my lobster because it's more convenient for Chris Torres and saying, let's say for the Dominic.
It's assumed that that's considered Tzorcha Yom Tov. It's a machloikis achreinim. How do you determine? Some achreinim say, even if they do say tiyutim, some achreinim say, since he can live with that tiyutim, So that's called Shalom, the Torah Klaus. Because you can daven from Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah, let's say. Not Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to carry. Let's say Rosh Hashanah. You can pull through with a regular Siddur. It has the Sukkah de Zimmer from Shabbos and Yom Tov is there. Shmonesv is there, the basic Shmonesv. The only thing that's missing is the Lekel Ochadin, all Piyutim. So some Acharim say, since the Piyutim is only Minhagim, it's not at all, it's not a Tzorach HaGuf, it's not something that I want for my good health, and it's not something that I really need for my religious experience. I can live without the Piyutim. And the Minhag Olam is against those Piyutim. The Minhag Olam is that the Piyutim are absolutely essential, and you can't live without them, and it is called Tzorach HaYamtzeh. Whatever makes life more comfortable is considered Tzorach HaYamtzeh.
Can't you just read a pasuk or two? The same way as you said to the Hayotam to read
and to read. You don't need to.
The Kvega says you don't need to, yeah, but how are they going to... They're going to sell the Sefer Torah and then start reading from there.
No, no, not read, you know, just use it. Because they used to use the Sefer Torah in order to...
To learn.
Don't do it now.
Who does it now?
No.
You can see yourself. Yeah. Well, Rabbi Kivega says it's mutter. Rabbi that you don't need an Erev Tavshilin. Erev Tavshilin doesn't help. I'm telling this Sefer Torah because it's not Tzorchei Achila. It has nothing to do with the Suda. But he says you don't need it. You don't need it. From Yom Tov to Shabbos. If it's a hachana, believe malacha, so you don't need an Erev Tavshil. Whenever it's a hachana, believe malacha, on Yom Tov to Shabbos. First day Yom Tov to the second day Yom Tov night. Yom Tov to Shabbos is Muslim.
According to Rabba, the heter of Hayo, that's also limited only to Tzorchei Achila?
No.
Limited to everything?
Everything. Twice to everything.
So if the heter is based on Hayo, according to Rav Ashi, he says that the reason for making the Erev Tavshil is not because you can eat up all the food, but you can stand in the Zazel of Yom Tov. Why should it only apply to Tzorchei Achila?
They're right in the Gemara. The Iran has a right, and that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah.
That's what the Pharisee did. That the heter of the Erev Tavshil is only Tzorchei Suda, Tzorchei Achila. Yeah.
To wash dishes from the second day to the Shabbos,
that's Tzorchei Achila, yeah. He needs clean dishes to eat, yeah. That's mutter, even with hot water.
Yeah.
Even to wash with hot water, that's the hamalacha, but that's the malacha l'tzarcha chalmeser. She wants to eat on clean plates, on Shabbos. Yeah.
But from the first day to the second day, you're not.
First day to the second day, you're not even allowed to wash with cold water, because that's a hakana. And from Friday to Shabbos, you're allowed to wash even with hot water, even though it's a malacha, because you made an erev tavshilin. Because then it's tzarcha yisuda, then it's mutter. In Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber writes it in, and the Beis Yosef, he elaborates on it, that even when you make an Erev Tavshilin on Wednesday, this only allows you to cook on Friday for Shabbos. It doesn't allow you to cook on Thursday for Shabbos. So they give two different reasons why. The one reason is very simple. One reason is because in Eretz Yisrael, there's only one day Yom Tov. It's only Thursday. The Friday is cool. So in Eretz Yisrael, there is no Erev Tavshilin now. So even here in Chutz La'aretz, only the first day is Yom Tov Deraita, the second day is not Yom Tov at all. So what? There's no Heter at all to cook on Thursday for Shabbos. Thursday is Yom Tov Deraita. Friday is only Yom Tov Derabbanan. So there's no Heter, let's say, according to Rav Chizda, that the Yisrael Heter is that Tzorchei Shabbos not on Yom Tov because Shnei Yomim Mikodosh Masmuchim Zelazeh are considered Kedusha Achaz. You can't say Kedusha Achaz. Thursday to Shabbos is Kedusha Achaz. There's no Heter Kedusha Achaz. And we're not sure how we pass them, whether we pass them like Rabbi, pass them like Rav Chizda. So that's pasha that you're not permitted, even with the Erev Tavshil, you're not permitted to do a malacha on the first day Yom Tov for the second day, because the first day Yom Tov is Yom Tov Deraisa. The second day Yom Tov is the Yom Tov Derabbanan. So that's when the Heter goes.
That would be even Rosh Hashanah would be the same then also, right?
Yeah, Avada, because the first day is Deraisa, the second day is the Rabbanan. Yeah. If Yom Tov falls out on Friday and Shabbos,
yeah.
So then you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. But if Yom Tov falls out Thursday and Friday, so why violate the Yisra Deraisa of cooking on Yom Tov Deraisa? Cook on Yom Tov Derabbanan. That's one reason. Then the Mogen Avraham quotes from the Beis Yosef another reason, based on the Gemara in Psochem on Daf Mem Ches, that Ben Atzeret you're permitted to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. It's only the Rabbanan that they require an Erev Tavshilin. So when you make the Erev Tavshilin, then they allow it, then they allow you to. So the Gemara has a lashon that shvus kareiva hitiru, shvus v'chayko, Lohitiru. They were only matter for you. This is the Rabbanon, that you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov Shabbos. They offered it. But then if you make an Erev Tav Shilin, they were matter with it. But they're only matter if it's a Shavuos Kareiva. They were matter to do Malacha on Friday for Shabbos. But matter on Thursday for Shabbos this. Because it's already Merucha. They may happen afkamina between the two times, and what about Thursday night? What about Thursday night? Let's say somebody, let's say, it's already Yom Tov Sheni. So if the reason why you're not allowed to cook on Thursday for Shabbos is because Thursday is their Isa, Thursday is Yom Tov their Isa, so why violate their Isa? So once it's Thursday night, let's say by the second Seder you have so many guests, more guests you have by the Seder than the rest of the time. So let's say Shabbos also you're going to have a lot of guests. Are you allowed to wash all the dishes? On Thursday night, the Balabasa wants to know, she wants to wash all the dishes with hot water, let's say. The wash with cold water is only hachana, so hachana, Yom Tov Shabbos and Mutter. But let's say it's going to be a real malacha, she's going to wash the dishes with hot water. But it's the Shabbos, and she made an Erev Tavshilin. So if the reason why you're not allowed to do a malacha on Thursday for Shabbos, because Thursday is their Isa, the Thursday night is only Yom Tov Sheni de Rabbana. But if the reason why you have to wait till Friday is because Shavuos Kareiva Hitiru, Shavuos V'Chayka Lo Hitiru, so there is a story, some Achareinim mentioned such a possibility. It's not the favorite, black and white, La Locha, La Maskana, but they mentioned such a possibility. Maybe it's only Mutter to do the Malachis by Yom, on Friday by Yom for Shabbos.
However, Malachis is probably a relative term. For some people, they may need the
tonight.
All that
time.
They want to go to shul on Friday morning.
You're going to shul
is not
the matter.
They seem to use a concept over here. The Mishnah Berurah writes the following. There's some women who go to work, so they set the table on Thursday night. Every all week, all year long, they set the table on Thursday night instead of setting the table on Friday morning. So the Mishnah Berurah writes a story that they're not yaitzeh the mitzvah v'hoher b'yom ha'shish v'echidu ha'itzah she'yaviyu. The special mitzvah of preparing in advance for Shabbos really applies Friday morning. It doesn't apply Thursday night and doesn't apply Friday afternoon. The Ikar mitzvah really is Friday morning. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes about the possibility. He says, you know, some people go shopping in the morning before they go to shul. They buy their rolls and they buy their newspaper and they make all the malachas before they go to shul. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do personal things in the morning before you daven shacharis. But if it's Friday morning and you want to go buy your challah for Kavod Shabbos, then the Mishnah Berurah says that that's a mitzvah. If you don't think you'll have a chance to buy it in the morning, it's either in the morning before Shacharis or in the afternoon, Friday afternoon. So he says the mitzvah of Ahayi Barashish, Vechino, and Sashi Aviyu. And Mishnah Berurah quotes from earlier person that he thinks that mitzvah only applies on Friday morning. Special mitzvah to do that on a Friday morning.